The Gamer's Haven. Snippets. Mini reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more, Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
All right, it's not a vault. Let's see, D&D, or mystical.
It's a care.
Tomb 101.
Care 101. For the town of home.
And it's protected by Care Bears.
Yes.
Care Bears.
Care Barriers.
No, my Care Bears reloaded.
So we understand what happened to the male husband. What happened to the female?
Exactly.
Disappeared.
Okay.
They never is like.
We all forgot about him.
I'm sure there's in there somewhere. I probably didn't read it because I was by the time I got to the end of the fluff reading, I didn't want to read all of it. Yeah, my eyes were bleeding.
We're back with another snippet review. This time of Earthdawn, Earthdawn Third Edition from
somewhat.
It is actually from Flaming Cobra Red Brick Limited.
Maybe. A FASA license, probably.
Yeah, FASA license product.
That, okay.
I'm sure they have an antibiotic for that.
Being a veteran of Earthdawn and whatnot, I thought the setting and the history is very cool, but the game suffers from a why should I be playing this and not D&D syndrome? I think as with Shadowrun, it would run better in Savage Worlds, but I think everything would run better in Savage Worlds.
That's because Savage Worlds is just awesome, easy to set up.
No, I like a lot of the skill choices. You get a lot.
And
of
Savage Worlds has open-ended dice.
Yes, as well.
Yeah. Well, once you get used to the system, it's probably going to be okay. It's just you all need a fucking flowchart.
Yeah. The thing is one of the things I should have done when I set up for this, and I didn't realize it because one, I haven't run this before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Two, it's been 5 years since I've actually played in a game. and three, I suck, as Andre said. But I should have actually printed off the actual charts for what the step action dice were, because we constantly kept coming back to that, as I'm sure anybody who's listening to this actually listened to the actual Earthdawn review. Or the Earthdawn live play.
What dice do I roll?
Constantly we kept coming back to that, and I'd have to keep looking at the chart because I had no idea.
My damage is a step 12. What is that?
You're not an alcoholic anymore.
The character sheet's confusing too, because I'm looking at this and I can't even find my total hit points anywhere.
Yeah,
it's the death rating.
Oh lord, this is the skills section.
It's tiny.
Yes,
yeah.
The character sheet needs to be revised. They need a full page for skills, because the thing is, you can continuously buy new skills and new talents, and they give you very small space.
My entire second page is empty.
And we've mentioned this, but aesthetically, the books would piss me off because the spines are printed
upside
backwards.
Down. Just to show,
on my
showcase for everybody.
This is
pretty color,
front
pretty
of the
cover.
Book. Yeah. On your bookshelf looks like this.
It's printed
upside down.
I'm sorry, but
and it's done that way.
Me being OCD about my gaming books, I would have to turn it
upside
that way, so it goes with everything else.
It would have to sit like this on the bookshelf.
And I think that's just retarded.
Yeah. Aside from that, the books, as I mentioned in my review of the actual books, the books are beautiful, well laid out, aside from the fact that some of the numbers for the pages and the actual table of contents are wrong.
Yeah.
Finding all the stuff you can find was pretty easy, and the skill lists are well arranged.
Yeah, the skill lists are very well arranged. Everything's in alphabetical order. The problem is that there are a crap ton of skills, and some of them seem useless.
And in addition,
everything's cross reference to a talent.
And there's no list for the skills either.
Yeah, why don't they have like an actual list of the skills? With what they need is they need a layout table for the skills. Like the character sheet has, you know, the action, the strain, the attribute that's used. That should all be laid out on a chart so you can easily reference. If you know the system, you don't want to have to flip to the skill to actually pull up the information. You should just be on a chart.
Earthdawn just sort of strikes me as it's out because there's a following for Earthdawn out there.
Yes. And
that's the entire reason why there's a third edition out now.
And I remember from playing it before that once you get used to the dice...
Once you get used to the dice, it's fine.
It flows a lot faster.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Everything flows much more. And it's interesting.
Yeah, and if you also remember...
And we can't judge it by the quality of the adventure we had, you know, obviously. I mean, it was a demo adventure.
Well, the demo adventure was not bad.
It's
very badly written, but the thing is the guy that wrote this probably, like I said while we were doing the game, is probably was sitting down, you know, doing his job as he's supposed to at Red Brick Limited, and someone walked up and said, you have this afternoon to get this adventure out for a free product that we want to place online.
And he also had to do all the world building because it's assumed that if you're downloading the free adventure, you don't know anything about the world. Yeah. So he's got a paragraph to do world building.
To give you an idea, the actual section for the actual demo or the actual adventure runs from pages 8 through 17. 18 through 38 is cast of characters fighting and hurting. I mean, this adventure
it's a demo kit, you know.
Yeah, the demo kit actually has everything in it that you need to play Earthdawn. If I'd known that before actually reading it today, because I only read it today because I was lazy.
You're lazy?
I would have actually emailed this out to everybody so they could have read it. The only problem I had was that it was a 30 meg PDF.
Uh-huh.
I can never complain about the quality of the PDFs from DriveThruRPG.
Because
the quality, if you look here, it's kind of crap because my laser printer is not.
That's not necessarily DriveThru or RPG Now's fault. It's the formatting of the company.
No. The quality of the actual PDF is incredible.
No, and I'm saying a 30 megabyte PDF is
scan the whole thing.
I mean, it's a scan. It's not OCR.
The thing is, the 30 meg version is the color.
That's the company doing it, and that's not. Yeah. It's not.
It is very pretty, so I won't complain about that. I don't care about 30 megs now. Is like a drop in the fucking bucket. The only problem is a lot of people have the problem of, I'm only allowed a 5 meg attachment.
Yeah. Or 20 even if you have Gmail, but still, that's a 35 meg.
Well, then what I do is I compress it into a zip and make it a 5 meg file and go, here you guys go.
Or make it a Google Doc and share it with
them. Yeah.
Send it via YouSendIt. Yeah. You know, whatever.
However I could get it to you. But it was a free PDF, so I wouldn't be violating, I don't think I would be violating any laws, would I?
I refuse to give any legal advice over
this discussion. None of us are lawyers.
I'm a paralegal, and I can't legally give you legal advice.
Well, as far as I know, I wouldn't have been breaking any laws to share it with the people that were actually going to do the adventure. As far as I know. That being said, I didn't
most
do that. I actually typed something up and sent it out.
Most likely the demo is built for that.
So. Yeah. But as it goes, even though it was badly written, and I can't really fault that because I know that, like in most places, the guy had an afternoon to throw it together.
Yeah,
he was doing a mad dash, and so it was probably very quickly edited.
But I think it's a very rich. It's a very rich setting. It's a very rich setting.
Yes,
it's very very nice.
Setting is beautiful. I really love the setting. Like the first 113 pages of the GM's guy GM's book is all history and descriptions of the continent.
So this world building?
It's all world building.
Nice.
And so you read it, and you know everything that you really need to know as a GM about the continent of Barsafe. Everything. Down to the various different provinces, because there's different provinces. And
very handy.
City-states. Yeah, it's really well done. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
The rules are overtly complicated when you start off when you haven't played.
Yeah.
And I see the sad touch on looking at the side of this. I think this was distributed by Mongoose Publishing.
Is it really?
MGP.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's because he's obsessed with looking at the spine of the book that he sees all the
time. Yes. I'm having a very monk time with it.
I'm very glad that...
it's like Alpha Mongoose Omega. I can't put it on my bookshelves. I can't do it.
Well, that's because it's not...
Widescreen.
Yeah, it's a widescreen book.
Like...
That's very awkward.
It's like shaped like this rather than shaped like this. It's
what?
Like this. Yeah. That's
why
the shape
do that?
Of the book.
That's dumb.
Because, on this side.
Because it gives the book a special style. They want it to stand out. I'm like, well, yeah, it stands out because it doesn't fit on my bookshelf. My bookshelf
stands out when I walk into it.
Why did I buy this again?
Actually, they sent it to us.
Yeah, anyway.
I'd love to play it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things we'll never get around to. It's an awesome setting. Yeah. But
Manga,
if you
want to
run it next year.
Earthdawn, you know, not bad. No, you need to, you know, we need to look at getting the PDF for the Doctor Who RPG next time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm... Who? Yeah, exactly.
Doctor Who.
The Doctor.
But I still have reservations about that.
Yeah.
But no, Earthon, you know.
So, let's go around and have everyone give their impressions. We'll start with Michael, because we've both been chatting away on it. Michael, your impressions.
We have our own show that we can talk about.
Yeah.
As someone who's never heard of or played Earth Dawn before, I have to agree completely that it is very unfriendly to someone who's never played. I really had no idea what steps were, how to figure out what dice were going on. The character sheet format was a little confusing, to say the least.
This definitely would not be a system I would, a game I would choose for first time role players.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not at all.
The setting was absolutely great.
But if you were introducing someone to role playing, this is not the game.
Not the game.
The world itself seemed like it was a great setting. The premise was great.
The character creation was much simpler than Shadowrun. I will give them that.
Yeah. That I have to admit.
The only other thing that I would really have any sort of complaint with is, again, as was mentioned earlier, the skills. There's a crap load of them, and a lot of them overlap.
Yeah, it's
and
very, all very of the much skills, a skill-based game.
Anytime you have a skill reference, it's almost always going back to, works as such and such a talent, see page, whatever. And while I understand they're doing that to save space, at the same time, constantly flipping back and forth between the skill section and the talent section.
And no skill list is a pain in the ass. Mm.
No skill list or no talent list with page references for where they're at is a pain in the ass.
And then combining skills and talents, you said it was really awkward rules-wise.
Yeah, I can read that section to you if you'd like.
No.
I think you've read enough text tonight.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. You can buy a skill that you also have a talent of, but what it does is it's basically... it's like to a 3-to-1 ratio. So you buy the skill, right? It can add a rank to your talent because your talent usually works slightly different. So you have to put 3 ranks in the skill to take your talent up by 1 point, 1 rank. If you're going to take your talent up by 1 rank, why didn't you just spend the extra rank in the talent?
No kidding.
So
really, on the whole, it looks like a decent game. I just need to become more familiar with it before I feel comfortable with the whole step setup.
Yeah, what would have to happen is someone would have to run it again. And, I don't know when that's ever going to happen.
I suppose that might be a good buy if you have like 8 ranks in the talent and no ranks in the skill. It would be like 50 to raise your.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sorry. Power gamer.
Yeah. All right. Norby. Andre?
Hmm? I don't really have a problem with any of the rules per se. I think one of the reasons why I had problems with the skills is because I've never done it. I mean, a lot of this is just my newness to it, and this is a style that I haven't encountered before. I think I've gotten a little bit spoiled on things like D20, where everything is so uniform I can fight dragons with a friggin' lightsaber. And Savage Worlds is, of course, you know, about as simple as...
Savage Worlds.
The big major complaint I have is combat. Not because it takes forever, but because one round can really kill you. I mean, that last explosion at the end, it literally was almost a wipe.
Yeah, I do apologize for that, but, you know, the dice being open-ended, it just rolled bad.
It's not you, Nathan, but that's just something about anything with open-ended games. Now, I can understand in a system like Savage Worlds, but then you have things like Benny's to be able to soak it in.
That's what karma's for, but karma doesn't allow you to soak damage.
Exactly. It's a roll, if you have to start spending recoveries and, you know, you don't want to do that in combat. And so,
and honestly on that may be something that I glazed over on reading. There might be some rules for using karma to avoid damage like that that I don't know. So that may be partially my fault too. But I won't know. I'll have to go back through and reread the book because, yeah, it is a very confusing setting. When you read when I first read the book on the first section on the player's guide for character creation, I was confused as all get out. I was like, what the hell am I doing here? I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't remember any of this from the old version. How do I do this? But that's just me.
In the combat system, if the point is becoming a legend and you die because of a stupid fluke of the dice, it's getting hard to be a legend.
Yeah, I agree. But, Fenty, what are your ideas? Or your thoughts?
I mostly reiterate what people have said before. I think the fact that they only have 8 lines for skills when you're given like 13 points for skills...
Well, you get eight ranks for skills, but you also get like 6 free points.
Right, so...
When the skill section is, you know, like the biggest part of the book.
Yeah.
Just on the character sheet. But, I mean, you can find other character sheets online that correct that. But
yeah, it's an obvious flaw, though.
I think coming from a other gaming backgrounds, it made a little more sense to me, because you could say, oh, okay, you know, physical defense, that's the same thing as DR or whatever, or armor class, but I think the step system makes sense to me, but it's definitely a big learning curve for new people.
Yeah, and people who have never, and the thing is several people here have never actually used a step system before.
Right.
There are other step systems out there that some of us have played. I know Ethan's played one that had a step system. What was the name of that game?
I played a few different ones. The most obvious one I remember was a Marvel Superheroes role-playing game, but you had to flowchart in that for combat.
Yeah.
Probably the original Conspiracy X, I think.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So, Becca, what are your thoughts? Unless Fenty has more to add?
No.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I'm not going to repeat everything that everybody said.
But basically, you have the same feelings, thoughts that everybody else does?
I already told you, I thought it. Some of the skills were interesting that I haven't seen in any other game. We didn't really see a reason to use most of them.
Well, this was also a very limited adventure.
Mm-hmm. Right. In a different situation, we could have used some of the more interesting skills. I think it's really...
I know.
I think it's really strange that most of my character sheet is empty.
And yet there's sections that are over full because you don't have enough space for them.
Yeah, I have written on the back of the first page, but...
There's whole sections on the front of the page that are completely empty.
Yeah, and on the back page I only have 5 lines filled in.
Well, that's partially because you're not a magic user.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spell section is huge.
Honestly, what I think they should have done is there should have been a multi-page, more than 2-page character sheet.
Or class-specific skills. Yeah,
have a class-specific page for mages. Have one for magic users and one for non.
Yeah.
Or just like a magic user addendum to a regular character sheet.
Yeah, yes, that would work cool. That would work well, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's an advanced character sheet out there somewhere, but I haven't seen it. Rowan?
I'm actually going to disagree with a lot of people on the skills, is as I'm looking at them, it is geared towards long-range campaigns with a lot of role-playing and a lot less combat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm one of the two people at the table who's played Earthdawn before.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was we got about a month into the campaign.
Before we actually had our first fight.
Well, it's not just that. No, because we did some fighting in the first ones. Mm-hmm. We got a month into the campaign, and I remember a couple of sessions where there was no combat. It was entirely role-playing. There was a lot of diplomacy and politics and large scale. It's actually got the capacity to be a game where you genuinely go into it and you build a character and you tell a story, much like a lot of the other storytelling games. That's why the skills range seems useless to a lot of us who've been doing D20 most of the time, because that's all geared towards I gotta kill shit.
I'd argue that that's more... That you can do that with any system, though.
You can, but I think this one is more designed for that.
It's more the role player than the game itself. The game
this
itself.
There's a wide variety of social skills, not just diplomacy. There's,
yeah. Well, there's seduction. Like there's flirting. Yeah. There's banter.
Exactly.
There's engaging banter. Yes.
And I think that it's geared more towards storytelling style role playing, and which also doesn't lend itself to a one shot at all.
No.
And I'd argue that since they have skills like, you know, engaging banter and whatnot, I think it takes away from role playing, and that it has a system for you to roll, and instead of role playing it out, you just roll the dice.
I'm sorry, I'd still make you role play it.
Then what's the point in having the skill?
The skill actually determines whether you succeed or not, based on what the GM thinks.
The first game I played in was Chill, and I remember my very first session. I'm like, oh, I have savoir faire. I roll it. Great, I succeed. And she said, fine, now succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the success does is it makes someone more susceptible to what you're about to say, but you still can't just pull shit out of your ass. You have to actually play this through. And I think having the skill set that way gives you the incentive to try things first that are not hitting something with a stick.
Mm-hmm. And I just argue, though, that you have engaging banter or something like that, and they have a social defense score. It's like, okay, well, there's the difficulty I have to hit. Oh, this is what I rolled. I beat that, so
yes, but
there
then
we
you
go.
Still have
but,
to.
Yeah, but you know me. I used to be like, okay, how do you do it?
And I would argue then it's, well, in the rule book right there, it says, I beat them.
You beat them, but...
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on
I just think it's
I think it actually states somewhere in here
that skill space at that point.
I think actually somewhere in here it says something about using skills that are social that go against social defense. You still have to showcase.
It's ultimately up to whoever's GMing it.
But I think some systems are designed for some things, and I really think this one is.
This one's more of a long-term game system.
It's a long-term storytelling
system. To each their own.
I probably wouldn't buy it.
I've
got all the games I want.
I've got more games than I need.
We have more game books than we'll ever be able to use.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, yeah, I probably wouldn't buy it, but I would definitely play if someone I knew was running it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly...
A lengthy campaign.
Yeah.
I don't think it plays well for one shot.
Short campaigns. How long were we playing? Like, 3 years?
Yeah.
It was a while.
Yeah. I honestly, the main reason I bought these books was out of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because I saw them and I went, Earthdawn! I remember playing Earthdawn 2nd Edition. I love that game! Yoink. And then I read through them and I went... I don't remember Earthdawn very well, apparently.
We had a really good role-playing group.
Yeah, we did.
We had a solid group of people who were really
And like I'm saying, I think it would... It just doesn't... This game doesn't lend itself well to one-shots.
No, it doesn't. No. This is, unfortunately, this
one... It was not showcased well.
Yeah, no. This one-shot adventure did not showcase the quality of this game.
The strengths of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did not hit all the finer points, which there's not really much we can do about it.
Yeah.
But next time, if I ever run it again, I will invariably have my own adventure created, because I'm not running this adventure again, which means you'll have to deal with my dry and pedantic description.
Text, oh God.
You email it to us first so we don't have to listen to you. So we can read it for ourselves.
Yeah. So you can go through and correct my
bad grammar.
Me and my red pen, I don't know what you're talking about.
I always, whenever I write anything that's important that anybody else is going to read, I always try to send it to her because she'll go through and she'll fix it for me because I'm terrible. No, it's not just that. I think, honestly, the best way of putting it is she's honest.
Brutally so.
But I think that's it for our review on Earthdawn.
I think that's it for more than a snippet at this point, 20 minutes. But review of Earthdawn.
Our Earthdawn playthrough. So, have a good time.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven Podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website, CanadianCrusaders.com.